Hey kids, in our last video, we discussed trees and how God likens his children to trees, like in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. In today's video, we are going to dive deeper into trees and their role in God's plan for our lives. God uses comparison to teach us about different things. In this video, we are going to learn about the tree of life. Ready, set, let's grow. Have you ever heard of the tree of life? It sounds like a tree that helps everything thrive and grow, and it does. The tree of life is symbolic of Jesus Christ because he is the Son of God. He is not like the trees we use for firewood or paper. Through him, we can have eternal life. Yes, you can live forever, and through the Holy Spirit, you will be given power to overcome any obstacle you may face. The tree of life is also symbolic of wisdom because it acts as a teacher, and it gives you advice on how to live a life that is pleasing to God. While Jesus walked the earth, he taught many people how to live a life pleasing to him. The Bible is filled with wisdom we can use in our everyday lives. Now, remember to hold on to that wisdom and that power from God, because there is another tree that is not very good at all. This tree is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 9. Do you remember how we learned that God uses symbology to help us understand things better? This tree is not a tree, it is Satan, because he knows how to be good but chooses to be evil. Let's take a deeper look. Ezekiel 28 tells us that Satan was an anointed cherub that was perfect until iniquity or sin was found in him. God kicked him out of heaven, giving him the name Lucifer, or the morning star. Jesus Christ is also called the bright and morning star. It's important to pay close attention, because Satan will always try to copy anything God does. This same chapter also tells us that Satan was in the Garden of Eden. Overall, God gives us the power to choose good or evil in life. God's wisdom and the Holy Spirit can guide you to make the right choices in life. And when you do, God will bless you because you are a tree of righteousness, like in Isaiah 61, verse 3. Thank you for learning with me today. I hope you've learned a lot. I know I have. Don't forget to make the right choice. Until next time, stay curious and keep growing. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30.